Well, I've been in Mexico for the last 12 months, actually 14 months in Mexico, and I'm still doing deals in Kentucky, actually, from applying some of your negotiating skills that you taught me, and then Kim being on board and helping me on everything too.
You're listening to 5 Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, fellow investors, and welcome to the next episode of the 5 Hour Real Estate Week podcast. And I'm your host, Mike Butler. And we've got a very special guest today just for you, all the way from Mexico. I think I said that right, right? Is that the way you say it? Yeah. And his name is Ed Fonseca. And I can't say that properly, but we know him as Ed the Cuban guy. And so, Ed, I looked up your records here along with Kim. And do you know when you first discovered Mike Butler? Do you know when that was?
Yes, I discovered Mike Butler, and thank you for inviting me to your podcast, Mike, number one. I met Mike Butler in 2012 or 13. I think it was 13.
Is that a guess?
Yes, 2013.
You got a good memory, my friend.
Yes.
So anyway, we met, and Ed came to the Buy Without Banks boot camp almost 10 years ago. And what do you remember most from that, like your ahas from that very first boot camp on how to buy without banks?
Well, I couldn't believe that you can buy a property without going to the bank. So for me, it was something like that, really? Because the traditional way and everybody talks about, it's about going to the bank and get the money so they can lend the money so you can buy the house. So when I met you, I have learned, I mean, actually, you have been my main mentor. To tell you the truth, because not only learn from you how to buy houses without going to the bank, but also how to protect my assets.
No, you emphasized the word there.
Assets, yes.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So can you remember an aha or two from that very, very first boot camp? I know it's been a while, but what were some things that really popped or stuck out that you could share with our listeners on here today?
Well, the first thing that you said, I remember it was that you don't have to have a perfect credit to buy a house. You can go to different lenders, different ways to buy a house without showing your credits. And that was something for me that always was taught when I went to America. You have to have a perfect credit and a lot of requirements to buy a house. So when I went to your class, your first class, it was all the opposite. And I was like, what? So
just
then
the opposite.
I start paying attention to you.
Yeah.
More closer.
So you learned how to buy without banks, money, credit, private lenders, or partners. And tell us about your first 3 years in real estate, say before you met Mike. What was that like?
Well, my first years was a learning curve, no question about it. Personally, I had the privilege to have Kim Kramer next to me since the beginning. She helped me a lot in understanding real estate from a realtor perspective, right?
Okay.
Viewpoint. But she helped me definitely to basically you, because learning until I met you, I think that was Kim who introduced me to you.
Yeah, and I remember going in the basement office that you guys had in your office building on Bardstown Road, and yes, we took over everything. Yeah. And learned a lot. You were just like, wow. So we covered a lot of bases in there, and that was probably after that boot camp. But during that boot camp, I showed you how to go on the MLS and pick out houses any day of the week. Now, you can't do it today. Today's market is really, really different. But it'll come back. We're just in a cycle, and it'll come back. And how long does it take you to look at a house before you make an offer?
Oh, it's like 5 minutes.
Literally, right?
Fast.
Yeah, it's fast. And that's the whole purpose, is because if you've got a full-time job, your time is your most precious resource, guys.
Right.
And you can't run around carrying a legal pad and a wheelbarrow full of notebooks and stuff to take notes on all that stuff. You got to do it and move on to the next one. So that was pretty cool. The first 3 years was a big learning curve.
Yes, it was. And then I went with you to how to buy properties without even put a foot on the bank. Then I went to also the tour that you gave me in the rehab section. where you taught us how to rehab the house, what is the most important thing to look at, and then how much it would be, what you have to pay attention to, all the things. That was pretty cool also, Mike. And then the negotiation also, because that you have one point in your class where you were talking about how to negotiate with owners.
How many offers did you make that day? Which houses did you make offers on?
You made us to put like next day, I think that you were asking to bring like a 5 offers or something like that.
Well, that afternoon, we went and that afternoon, we rolled our offers and submitted them on all the properties. And then we waited for that to come back. And the last boot camp that we had pre-COVID now, Keith bought 2 of those.
I got 2 offers accepted next following day.
From the boot camp?
Yep.
Wow. And I forgot about that.
Yep.
Wow. So that was a good one. Was one of them Southgate? I like that house. That's the street I grew up on.
Correct.
So what would you say your biggest challenge has been over these years? Because it's not all butterflies and rainbows.
No, my biggest challenge in my personal case has been English. So how to learn.
You still got a problem. You still got a challenge.
All the beverage that you are giving me about how to negotiate, how to understand different concepts in real estate. And that's been helping me a lot, Mike. Believe it or not, it's been helping me a lot to understand. So whatever I don't understand is when Kim comes over and then explain to me. The good thing having you as a mentor is that every time that I have a question still until today, I can give you a call. I mean, you always have time for your students. In my case, I don't have any problem at all. Every time that I have a problem, I mean, I go to you and you always have an answer. I always clarify my mind. Even Kim's mind.
You don't have any problems. You say, oh, this is a problem I got to get Mike to fix. Okay,
yes.
So you got a problem solver on board. I never heard it put that way before. So I like that. I don't have any problems. We just have situations. That's what they told me.
Situations, yeah.
They told me that in Jamaica, I think, one time. That's pretty cool. So you walk through a house pretty fast. And let's see. So what about the landlording side, the property management side?
Well, that was a big change in my mind because never had I start learning about the flipping aspect, right?
Yeah.
And then fixing it and sell it. But then when we came to landlord, it was all brand new for me. You were able to show me your system, which for me is perfect. And then you helped me to implement your system adapted to mine. And that's the one that I've been using. I've been learning a lot thanks to your classes and your books, because you had two really good books about landlording on Pilot. Are really, really good that I've been avoiding headaches on my side because I have been following your instructions. I have been following all your comments about being a landlord, which is being taken away from me, all headaches.
Okay, so you're saying you're avoiding headaches because you read the book and it said, whoops, I don't want to do that. Now go over here and do it the right way.
Well, not only read the books, which is really good, but also the system that you have in place is amazing.
So that's the Investor Books Pro system with tenant tracking.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, I agree. It's amazing. I wouldn't be talking to you today if I would not have created that system. And then I shared it with investors like you guys. So what has your last 12 months been like?
Well, I've been in Mexico for the last 12 months. Actually, 14 months in Mexico. And I'm still doing deals in Kentucky. Actually, from applying some of your negotiating skills that you taught me, and then Kim being on board and helping me on everything too. So it's been good. I mean, I haven't stopped. I'm a buying machine, and I've been keeping doing the same. Doesn't matter where I am.
You got an Energizer bunny. You got an Energizer bunny there with Kim Kramer. So you two guys have just rock and rolled. And you're an inspiration to all the other investors that just think, well, I don't know if I can do it, or man, it might be too risky, or it might be this, might be that. Education and training is what's going to reduce your risk and your fear, won't it?
And that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
More I understand all your classes in the book, the information that you provide to me, more I understand that, less fear I have, period.
Okay.
The good thing, Mike, you are a very good communicator. And I had to take this. I appreciate everything that you've done for me, even extra time that you've been taking to explain to me, because I'm a different student, right? Sometimes you talk to me and I don't understand things that you tell me. So the good thing about you is that you take the time. You never have left the table without me understanding everything that you said. And I appreciate that.
I've never put it that way before. It sounds pretty good. Yes. So do I need to get some more Cubans on board that speak Mexican?
Because even you have been telling me after you finished explaining everything to me in a piece of paper, because that's how you explain to me in a piece of paper so I can visualize it and see it. You always ask me, say, can you repeat everything that I told you? And that's awesome, because you want to make sure that I understood everything in the way that you said.
Yeah, we just did that earlier in a coaching session that we did.
Yes.
And
yes.
Drew it all out. And when you can visualize it, to me, I'm the same way like you. So you can tell me that, and it's hard sometimes for me to wrap my head around it. But if you can draw it out and lay it out like a blueprint, and this talks to that, and blah, 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 well, then got it. It just makes it so much easier. That's pretty awesome. So where do you want to be in 3 to 5 years?
In 35 years?
No, in 3 to 5 years. Somewhere between 3 and 5 years from now. See what I mean about the English? I got to explain it to him.
Yeah, I know you, but I have to tell you something. You have been improving your English a lot, so I'm that too.
Got our Kentuckyisms. Okay. So where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years from now?
Well, I see myself sitting on with Oscar cooking the good steaks for us.
Oh, and yes. I haven't been down there since all the riots started. Yeah, we got a Brazilian steakhouse called Brazurios. And that's where they go back and slaughter a bunch of animals and cook them over a pit, bring them out on a sword, and then they slice it off on your plate. But yeah. Man, we have a blast there. That is great. Yeah, we got to do that again. But 3 to 5 years, you want to go?
3 to 5 years, I see myself almost pretty close to where I am today. Almost retired, not retired totally, but being more picky about what I'm selecting right now for real estate, and keep growing, man. Keep growing. That's it. So
focus on quality and not quantity.
No quantities anymore. Yes.
Yes, that's good.
At the beginning, I remember that I started going crazy. Oh, yes, I got this and this and this. And one day you told me, hey, don't go crazy. Focus on quality. And then it's when I start getting narrowing all my picking, right? And then I start picking more quality better than quantities. I don't care about quantities anymore. I care about quality. No headaches, reducing my headache, my stress level going down, and just live life. That's it.
Live life. Okay. Tell us what you do. What's your daily routine?
Daily routine?
Your daily routine, your lifestyle.
Well, I wake up in the morning, and the first thing I do is, God, thank you for giving me Kim.
She heard that.
Is she there?
Okay. Yeah.
So usually what I do, Mike, I just jump in the computer, no more than half hour, and then I pick some deals. You know, I review deals. I answer questions. People ask me questions, so I answer the questions. And then actually what I do is study and study and study over and over the same topics about real estate. I'm trying to be...
Well, let me say something on your part. Okay, remember Ed told us earlier he has trouble with English language. So folks who speak English in Kentuckyisms like I do, we can grasp that stuff, but sometimes you hear that coming from me and it doesn't always sink in. And so that's why Ed says he goes over it again and again and again. Like, how many times have you read one of my books?
4 times. The Landlord on the Pilot, yes.
Because he's got to absorb that. So it'd be like me trying to take German and read a book written in German. I'd have to go over that thing probably way more than 4 times. So give yourself a little credit. You're pretty sharp and a genius there on how you've managed to adapt and learn with that huge handicap that you thought you had. You still got it, the handicap.
Handicap.
Okay. Did you ever think, I wanted you to get into lifestyle, meaning this. You're in Mexico for a couple of reasons. One is your mom's there.
Yes.
So do you spend every day with mom?
Every single day with her, taking care of her. Yes.
And how old is she?
88 years old.
88 years old. And she still plays tennis every day, doesn't she? Does she pick your pineapples?
Yeah, but she doesn't see the ball.
She picks your pineapples and your mango fruits and all that.
Yes.
That's good. So that's nice that you can spend time with mom. Yes. And then your son gets to come down to Mexico frequently too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And then what do you do when he's in town?
No, we spend, actually what we do is a lot of talking about real estate. We talk a lot. It's my moment with him to get to know him better as a son, right? And guide him in life, because the most important thing to me is to do exactly what you taught me, how to make the money. So I'm teaching how to make the money, so I don't have to worry about that.
Well, that's good. Did you ever think when you were a kid or a young adult that you would have the lifestyle that you have today that you used to dream about?
No. The only thing connected to my reality today, when I was a kid, my dad used to read at night The Petit Prince. It's a book. The actual book is a name is The Petit Prince, which is
Petit
this boy.
Prince, a small prince.
On top of the small, in the world with a fox, which is a dog. So I always picture myself walking in the whole globe with my dog. So when I was growing and growing and growing and thinking about the real estate without knowing real estate, I always have with me that image of that little boy in the globe. So what I did when I started doing real estate is start buying pieces of the planet, because that will connect me with that book that my dad used to read to me when I was a little. Right? Yes. And basically, that's what I did, Mike. That's the big connection. You see, I never thought about living this lifestyle, but I had in the back of my mind that little prince things. So to have pieces of the planet, and that's basically what I did today, which is it leads me to live the lifestyle that I'm living today.
Yeah. So just to wrap this up, I can't tell you how many times Ed has invited me and Beth to buy a home in Mexico. And I got the fear factors killing me on that one. So you got the gazungas and the balls to do it, and kudos to you. But you're in the Yucatan, is that right?
In Yucatan, in Mérida, Yucatan, which is right now, as we speak, is the second safest city in the whole American continent.
North American continent.
Yep.
Somebody made that up.
No, it's on the news everywhere.
Yeah. It's not on the news here. But no, that's good. So you got a big, fine home and cost of living super cheap down there, right?
Yes, no more than $1,000 a month.
And that's to own it.
That includes everything, the food, the car, the gas, everything.
In a gated community.
In a gated community, very extremely safe. So that's not a problem. Actually, my main door, it's open the morning since I get up until at night I go to bed.
So you mean literally swung open or just unlocked?
Unlocked and open. Open, wide open.
So you don't have any flying bugs around down there?
Yeah, we do. But we have a screen for that. But
okay.
The main door is wide open all day long. Yes.
Okay. So you need to get your butt back here in Louisville in September. And we can have a good steak dinner at the Brasserios and see Oscar. And
you know, every time that I go,
what do you call
back,
that dessert? The ejection?
Eruption. I think it's called eruption or something like that.
Okay. Well, tell mom howdy. Tell dad
with
howdy.
Filipinas.
And thank you for taking time out of your precious day to spend some time with us and share your knowledge, expertise, and experience with everybody that wants to grow up and be like you, be like me, be like Kim. Okay. So adios and have a great day.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.